This town you sort of ended up in, and at this point, I guess, you know, do you like Oakland?
I love Oakland. I feel very comfortable here. I feel like people, it's sort of a decent bunch of people, you know. You feel like sort of the default person you might meet is like a vegan who, you know, rides a unicycle or something. You know, it's just, it seems like a nice place. Whenever I go visit some other city, like back in the Midwest, I'm always shocked to see, you know, Sarah Palin bumper stickers and things like that, because in Oakland, that's a criminal offense.
I wonder to what degree the city is in any way a bit of a muse, because it's also a little bit of an underdog city.
Well, I was, a couple weeks ago, I was showing somebody around in Oakland, and I said, I'll take him down to Jack London Square, you know, which should be the bustling seaport of Oakland. And we went down there, and we were just walking down along the train tracks along by Jack London Square, and there was not a soul to be seen. Like, it was out of a zombie movie where there was just nobody on the street. And it was, you know, like a Tuesday afternoon. And then we finally saw, like, one guy kind of wandering in the distance, and I thought, like, that's like an Edward Hopper painting come to life, you know, just sort of I thought, what a lonely, sad place I live in, and yet in a way that I find enthralling, you know, that has a certain, you know, Hollywood magic to it, and it's, there's a poetry to it that's it's hard to imagine in a lot of other cities.